Bloodstained men in Canada.
Bloodstained men and their friends shock Vancouverites with a graphic stance against circumcision. But why?
We believe that the circumcision industry counts on the idea that no one will ever complain, that this will be kept hidden under clothing, that this injury and the scar will be kept hidden forever. And by putting the bloody stain on our clothes, we're bringing out into the open the damage that was done to us.
The rate of circumcisions in Canada has decreased to 32% according to the Canadian Pediatric Society, who does not recommend the procedure on infants. People continue to circumcise their children for medical or religious reasons, but this campaign is more focused on the human rights aspect.
Any form of genital cutting, for females it's illegal in most of the world, and for males it's legal in so many places, and it's just doesn't make sense that we're protecting females but not males and intersex people as well.
This is the group's first demonstration outside of the U.S., where the rate of circumcision is nearly double that of Canada's. Austin Sierwinski in Vancouver for BCIT Magazine.